Yes, indeed. Elissa Walker-Campbell along with you, and we want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight at YSR as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios for the fastest 2 hours in radio. We're going to start things off tonight with some NBA talk and preview this weekend's games, specifically Saturday night, Game 3 with the Spurs and the Trailblazers. That will be a 9:30 tip on ESPN Eastern Time. And hey, it may be Mother's Day weekend, but I cannot think of a better way to celebrate than taking in some NBA action and the second round of the 2014 playoffs. So that's where our conversation will start tonight. We're delighted to welcome in Jeff Garcia with the San Antonio Spurs Media. He is the co-founder of Project Spurs, and I want to encourage you to go to their website. It is amazing, projectspurs.com. Good to have you with us tonight, Jeff.
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It is Friday night, and before we look ahead, Jeff, to Saturday night's game with the Spurs and the Trailblazers, that's where I met you. I was in San Antonio for Game 7 with the Mavericks last Sunday, and that was a game where Tony Parker was back to his usual self. He was absolutely brilliant. He had 32 points, and he and the Spurs were finally able to close out a series that I'm sure you would agree, Jeff, it had a lot of drama and anxiety.
Oh, you're telling me that and more. Yes, Spurs fandom was just anxious about this. You know, heading into that series, Spurs fans, local media, national media were picking the Spurs in a sweep or a gentleman's sweep in five games. And what we saw was something obviously quite different. Here's the eighth seed pushing the number one seed to seven games, which many did not expect. But you got to credit what Dallas did, and specifically Rick Carlisle. He really disrupted and interrupted any type of offensive flow, defensive schemes that San Antonio presented. But at the end of the day, you know, that moxie, that Spurs championship pedigree, and of course, Tony Parker finally woke up. And I actually think maybe a little bit may have been some malaise, may have been a little bit of taking Dallas maybe lightly. The Spurs just really, really couldn't shake out of their funk. A 19-game winning streak during the regular season, chasing that number one seed overall, you know, perhaps there was a little, maybe they may have peaked too soon. But nonetheless, here they are. They took Game 7, and it took a Tony Parker finally to wake up and be the Tony Parker that we all know. And, you know, I know we're going to touch about this later, but, you know, Tony Parker, as the Spurs go, Tony Parker go. That's pretty much how it is.
I was going to say, there is no doubt in postgame when I watched Coach Popovich walk in, it was just like a collective sigh of relief because that series had finally come to an end. And I think you're absolutely right. I don't think Spurs fans anticipated that the series would have been extended to seven games. And as Coach Pop said, clever Carlisle. He did an amazing job coaching his Mavericks.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Carlisle made his team close out on the Spurs three-point shooters. Look at Marco Bellinelli.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he? Here was the Bellinelli who captured the three-point shooting contest title. It was phenomenal throughout the entire regular season, coming off the bench, and a bench that was number one as far as offensive productivity in the NBA, and he fizzled out. Guy like Danny Green, where was he? You know, his shot wasn't falling. Patty Mills, another three-point outside shooting specialist, vanished. And like I said, Carlisle really took away that from San Antonio. And, of course, when you have a guy like Devin Harris who has battled the Spurs and, in particular, Tony Parker in his past, whether it be when he was with Utah or Dallas, you know, he presented fits, and they had that perimeter defender. You throw in there a Sean Marion, Devin Harris, and that's going to spell trouble for San Antonio because, as I said, the Spurs go as Tony Parker goes. And if Tony Parker is not getting in the paint, and if he's not disrupting that defense and drawing in the defenders, the Spurs are going to have issues, and they certainly did it. But like I said, credit Rick Carlisle.
We are talking about the San Antonio Spurs with Jeff Garcia. Of course, you can check out his work at Project Spurs, projectspurs.com. And I have to wonder, as the Spurs go along in this second round against Portland, you have to wonder if they really did miss out on a huge opportunity by not closing out that series sooner with the Mavericks, because when you have a roster that's comprised of so many veteran players, you really need to be resting them.
Well, yeah, I mean, in particular, the core, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, and of course, Tony Parker. But Popovich was brilliant during the regular season. But I believe the core, the big three, rarely saw time together on the court, whether that be Tim Duncan taking a night off, Tony Parker out, Manu Ginobili resting, and in particular, Tony Parker. last season, the entire NBA world, sports world, saw Tony Parker fizzle out in the finals against Miami. A lot of that was due to a lot of time on that court, and especially in the previous offseason, playing for Team France. So a lot of fans, especially me, heading into this season, were worried about that. Will Tony Parker fizzle out again? Once again, he played in the offseason with Team France, to lead them to a championship in the European tournament, pretty much played the entire summer, training camp, regular season, and then here we are again. But the good news is, Tony Parker looks like he's back to form. I was in the locker room, post-game, pre-game, Tony Parker's reassuring everybody, he's fine. But if you collectively look at this Spurs, they're not that old. Young guys like Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Thiago Splitter, the role players that complement the big three, are not up in age. So hopefully they will be a presence as much as the big three will be throughout this postseason for San Antonio.
I'm glad you're talking so much about Tony Parker because, yes, Game 7 against Dallas, he was huge. Game 1 against Portland, he certainly was on fire. What, 33 points, right. 9 assists. You said you spent time with him in the locker room. How has fatherhood and having a new baby, how has that changed his perspective?
You know, when he announced that he was a new father, and of course the baby had entered his world, one of the things that a lot of, not even his teammates were saying, and even him saying, you know what, Tony Parker, now that he's not going to get any rest and now, actually did wonders for him, because he can bounce back with a 30-plus point performance in Game 7. So if that's what it takes, I'm pretty sure Spurs fans, Spurs coaching, they'll take it. But if anything, it probably just rejuvenated him, a little more focus, a little more desire. This is a Tony Parker that has played through many other types of off-the-court distractions. Recall the Eva Longoria situation when he was divorced, and that was in the headlines, but yet he still produced on the court. So I don't think it's going to affect him too much. He definitely bounced back. I mean, think about it. 60-plus points in the last couple of games from number 9, that's phenomenal, and that's what you want from San Antonio's floor general. And again, I know we're going to talk about Portland in a while, but Portland is going to have a lot of issues if Tony Parker continues to do what he is doing, especially in Game 1.
You were listening to the voice of Jeff Garcia as we talk about his San Antonio Spurs. You can check out his work at Project Spurs, projectspurs.com. And just quickly, Jeff, before we go to our first commercial break, tell all the listeners some of the information that you have on that website.
Oh, yeah. So projectspurs.com, go out there, check it out. We cover extensively the San Antonio Spurs. And when I say extensively, I'm even talking about the foreign prospects that they have stashed away overseas. But from the TV show to the podcast, which is the longest running San Antonio Spurs podcast, pretty much the original Spurs podcast, it is there. We have a great writing crew, so please go out there and check out their work.
Okay, we're going to step aside for our very first commercial break at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close, and we will be rejoined with Jeff Garcia of the San Antonio Spurs, Project Spurs, projectspurs.com. We will be right back.